we're talking about federal employees here.
Right.
And certainly federal employees can be fired, but the answer is it depends. It depends on a lot of things. It depends what the employee is saying. It depends whether the employee is at work at the time they're communicating on Facebook or whether they're at home or off-site. And it depends what they're talking about.
And part of the and the case that raised this was it was not a Fed, and it was before the National Labor Relations Board, and so there's probably all sorts of issues there. But it seems, well, tell me if I'm wrong. Let me ask. It seems relatively new. Some of the laws probably has still been worked out, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brand new. It's groundbreaking. There's few if any cases on this. So there are a number of issues, but none of them have really been adjudicated. And the case involving the National Labor Relations Board, that case does not apply to federal employees because under the National Labor Relations Act, if you're talking among your coworkers about working conditions, that's collective bargaining activity. Under the comparable statute that applies to federal employees for collective bargaining, they don't have that same right.
Okay.
So it is a different scenario, but they have other rights. So it's complicated. But
walk people through what should they be thinking about? Because as I understand the case that was out there, essentially somebody was saying something not nice about their boss, and they were fired. And so if I posted something on Facebook about my boss that wasn't very nice, would that be a firing offense?
Probably not. Probably not. It depends. It depends what you said. One, it's going to be hard to fire somebody if that's all they did.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, basically, if a federal employee is off-site and not at work and writing stuff on Facebook about their boss, it shouldn't be grounds for termination because it's off-work activity.
Right.
So, that gets you around that. But if the employee is, for example, complaining about discrimination at work and says some fairly inflammatory things, that's still protected. Employee can't be terminated from that. If the employee starts getting personal and talking about his or her boss's weight or, sexual practices or something like that, then, you're getting into more dangerous territory.
And we're, of course, talking about this as if it's cut and dry, and there's probably no case that is cut and dry, black and white. There's always different layers. It's an onion that you have to peel open. And we're talking about this from sort of the very black and white, clear cut kind of situation.
Right. Yeah, there's nothing black and white. But if federal employees are communicating with one another on Facebook outside of work and they say things about their working conditions or their boss, they should be okay.
Now, and I know more and more people are using these tools, whether it be Facebook or Twitter, as part of how they do business, what should they be thinking about?
What do you mean by?
They're reaching out to citizens. They may be reaching out to other feds, and actually, there's a lot of people who actually do this as part of their work. This is how they do business and collaborate with other people. Is this something that they should be concerned about?
I would be. I mean, the stuff you do at work is subject to a higher level of scrutiny. So it's so easy, when you're on Facebook and anything else to think, it's just you and the person you're communicating with or the people you're communicating with, and to sort of get off on personal conversations or start talking about your boss or something. And then, yes, it's a lot more tricky when it's at work and that communication is done. But another real dangerous area for an employee to get involved with, a federal employee, is political activities.
And there's a whole Hatch Act rules and stuff, and those apply online just as they do in the rest of your life.
That's right. And it's different if you're at home than if you're at work. For the vast majority of federal employees, they cannot do any sort of political activity at work. No fundraising, nothing like that, and they can't do it outside of work either. But what they can do is most of the employees can engage in political activities outside of work. There's this group called highly restrictive, basically intelligence-related employees or enforcement agency employees. They cannot do any sort of political activity in or out of work. So that's another thing where you got to be careful, because those highly restricted candidates can't even talk about candidates while they're at work.
And it's certainly one of the things to be very cognizant. I mean, if there's a danger area, that's the biggest one, isn't it?
I would say very much, because if you get caught violating the Hatch Act, it's automatic termination.
Yeah.
You can appeal to the Merit Systems Protection Board and possibly get the penalty reduced to a 30-day suspension. But the 30-day suspension is the minimum, and you are terminated.
And that would have to be posting on Facebook from work, or if you're posting from home and saying, I like candidate so-and-so, I like candidate Joe Smith, would that be a violation as well?
Well, let me clarify. There's two groups of employees that the Hatch Act applies to. The 90% of them are called less restricted employees. They're the run-of-the-mill employees. They're not employed by intelligence agencies or enforcement agencies. Those people can do that at home, but they can't do it at work. Then you've got this group called further restricted employees, which are the employees of the intelligence communities and the enforcement agencies, and they can't do that at home or at work.
So the crux there is be very – if you're going to be talking about political candidates and you're a federal employee, be very, very careful.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's – a wise thing for folks to do is just not do it at all.
Yeah.
Online, that's a tough act to follow these days, but that would be my advice.
Yeah, and particularly for those of us whose our online lives are almost intertwined with the rest of our lives, it can be very challenging, but just you got to be very cognizant of these things.
Yeah, you do.
Outside of that area, are there other areas that people should be particularly cognizant of?
Well, basically, if you're not at work and you're writing on your blog, or you're writing on Facebook or whatever you're doing, you really need to be careful. You can't talk. If you start talking about illegal things, no, that's a big no-no.
Yeah.
You can be fired for that. If you talk about illegal things, it could mean you know of illegal activity, or you're engaged in it in some way, and that's grounds for termination. If you start making really outrageous comments about people at work or other folks, that also can be grounds for termination.
The overall lesson here is you have to be this. Don't just mail it in. You have to think about what you say.
You have to think about what you say. You always have to think about what you say. And it's important to stay away from those trouble areas. And I think it's wise for people just to be very cautious, not to engage in discourse about their bosses at work online. I think it's just... It's risky. I mean, let's face it. I mean, I handle a lot of cases involving federal employees, and there are many instances where supervisors are just looking for an excuse to do something.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a valid or legal excuse. They're just looking for something. And if you give them something and then they fire you, then you gotta defend the action. You gotta hire a lawyer. You gotta incur a lot of legal expense. You might ultimately win. But why give that mean manager out there a basis to go after you? So that would be those would be my words of wisdom.
And in this day and age, guess what? You have to actually think before you write or before you speak.
Yeah.
It's a more challenging planet today.
Yes, it is.